Good afternoon and welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, live in downtown Marion, Ohio on this Wednesday afternoon in Air Chair 1, ready to go for another show. Well, how's your week been since we've spoke last? I hope you all are doing well and staying well. And hasn't been too bad of a day weather-wise. My wife and I have spent a lot of the day out on the front porch just enjoying the weather. And where we're at, we have a nice porch, so when it rains, we're still covered. But no rain to speak of, at least as of yet that I know of. Maybe it's raining where you're at. If so, you can let me know. But really nice day so far. By the way, I want to say this program is in memory of the great broadcaster Charlie Evers. Charlie was one of a kind. You could tune in and find yourself laughing right along with him. He was full of knowledge about everything under the sun. You could count on him to tell you the facts. Charlie knew all about Marion because, well, Charlie was Marion. He would tell you stories about what he was working on in any given week. When Charlie would talk to the audience, he would always have fun with the caller. He would let them have their say. He could hold your interest for the whole show. Charlie, we will miss you. I'm sure you are somewhere right now talking into a golden microphone and laughing with the angels. We will miss Charlie Evers. My goodness, what a broadcaster. So if you'd like to say a memory of something you heard Charlie say in one of his shows, or maybe you met Charlie one time and have a memory, feel free to do that along with our trivia today. You are more than welcome to do that at 740-383-9944. Thanks to our supporter, Waldo Tire and Automotive, for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Tire is located at 108 West Main Street in Waldo. Their hours are Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. They have both new and used tires. They also offer full-service automotive repair. Waldo Tire's telephone number is 740-726-2155. That's 740-726-2155. Facebook, Waldo Tire and Automotive. Thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast right here. I want to tell you about my show website. It's radionate.webs.com. That's radionate.webs.com. Remember, that's W-E-B-S. Also, the station website, wwgh1071.com. My wife, Amber, is here. This is her last week to be with us, unfortunately. She goes back to work next week at her daycare center, and they open back up for business, but she has something to share for us.
Symptoms to get checked. Muscle pain. Muscle soreness is likely normal if you can pinpoint the reason and it dissipates over time. If it doesn't, ask your doctor whether it could be arthritis, influenza, Lyme disease, or lupus. Breathing problems. When you just can't get enough air, the reason could be a bacterial infection, lung cancer, or COVID-19. Call your doctor if your breathing troubles come on suddenly or worsen over 30 minutes of rest. Brain fog, dementia, menopause, or underactive thyroid can all cause changes in concentration and memory. Some medications can also be the culprit. Back pain, dehydration, stress, inactivity, a poor diet, or the wrong wardrobe, high heels, or too tight outfits could be to blame for backaches. Pain in the lower and upper back, on your side, or in your groin can be a sign of urinary tract infection that has spread to the kidneys. Chest pain. Chest pain can be a scary red flag for heart attack, and you can call 911 if you think you're in cardiac arrest or if you also experience shortness of breath, cold sweats, nausea, lightheadedness, overwhelming fatigue, or a feeling of doom.
All right, Amber, we'll check in with you at the end of the program and get a recipe from you. It's trivia time, so get ready to call. Today, we're giving away a $25 Visa gift card. Yes, indeed, you can use this anywhere they sell, anywhere they take Visa cards, and you can use this on Amazon. Just use your imagination where you could sell, or I mean, I keep saying sell. Use this Visa card, $25 Visa card, as well what we're giving away today. We'll give that away at 4:55 this afternoon. All you need to do for a chance to win is just call and answer a trivia question. Some people with vision loss can improve their sight by using a tiny video camera mounted on what that sends signals to their brain. Some people with vision loss can improve their sight by using a tiny video camera mounted on their what that sends signals to their brain. 740-383-9944. Why do cats get stuck in trees? Why do cats get stuck in trees? The world's smallest dog breed, the Chihuahua, comes from what country? The world's smallest dog breed, the Chihuahua, comes from what country? What is the most common type of wolf? What is the most common type of wolf? 740-383-9944. Hi, we're on the air.
How you doing, Nate?
Hey, Bob, I'm great. How are you?
I'm going to ask you a first question.
Yeah.
Hey, it's up to the glasses.
Yeah, through the glasses is what people with vision loss is that's what they're using to help with their sight. That's right.
Righto.
Yes, sir.
That was your weekend.
My weekend was good. We had a nice little picnic at Prospect Park with my brother, and we just had a good time that day. How about you?
Yeah, I stayed there and cooked on the grill.
Cooked on the grill. Sounds good. Yep. Hamburgers and hot dogs and bratwurst, the whole thing?
All of them.
Sounds wonderful.
And I've been sitting on the porch all weekend enjoying this nice weather.
Yeah, it's nice, isn't it? Wonderful porch weather.
Yeah, I'll stay out of the way.
Yep. Yes, sir. Well, you got on the menu for tonight?
You're cutting out. I can't hear you.
Oh, what you got on the menu for tonight?
What I got on the menu tonight?
Yeah.
It's going to be some old horse and dogs on the grill, macaroni and cheese, and vegetable.
Sounds good.
Yeah. I might throw a hamburger on. I don't know yet.
All right. All right. Well, you take care, Bob. Thanks for calling and listening, buddy.
Yeah, you have a good one.
You too. All right.
Yep, bye.
Bye-bye. Bob Austin checking in with us here on Offbeat News and Trivia, answering the first trivia question of the afternoon. What is a panda's favorite food? What is a panda's favorite food? The London Eye is a fancy what? What is it? The London Eye is a fancy what? 740-383-9944, giving away a $25 Visa gift card today at 4:55 this afternoon. Call and answer one of these trivia questions. We'll put you in the drawing. Julius Caesar became leader of which ancient empire? Julius Caesar became leader of which ancient empire? In 1781, which U.S. leader defeated the British Army at the Battle of Yorktown in the American Revolutionary War? A well-known name here, yes indeed. In 1781, which U.S. leader defeated the British Army at the Battle of Yorktown in the American Revolutionary War? The Allied forces turned the tide of World War II with the D-Day invasion of France. What is the D believed to stand for? You're not going to believe this. If you Google it, it'll tell you. But what does the D in D-Day stand for? It almost doesn't make any sense, but yes, indeed, we have the answer here. What percentage of an Olympic gold medal is actually gold? What percentage of an Olympic gold medal is actually gold? We have to take a break. If you try to call and I don't pick up, just hang on. I'll be with you just as soon as I can after the break. By the way, unless they pushed it back, that SpaceX launch is supposed to happen at 4:33, right after we come out of the break. So my wife Amber is going to monitor that and see if that thing blasts off. The first time in 10 years that astronauts have been blasting off on a private rocket. Hey, we'll check that out coming up WWGH.
When Mother Nature strikes, who do you turn to? The number one trusted weather team in Marion County, the Marion, Ohio Weather Team. Get the latest conditions and more on our website at weather43302.com.
It's time to tell the neighbors that Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth. Spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
Scott, do you remember when Hillary Clinton came to Marion in 2016?
Yes, I do. I stood outside of the Harding Hotel in the rain waiting to get an interview that didn't happen.
You know why she chose the Harding Hotel to meet?
No, I don't.
Well, they used to have a hair salon in the lobby, and she could sure use it.
Here we go again. WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at wwgh1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
All right, I was just checking out that space launch that was supposed to happen at 4:33. I don't know when they postponed it, but they put that off till Saturday because of bad weather. But that was going to be kind of cool, blasting off into space. The first astronauts, I believe, that have been to space, at least on American soil, for 10 years, maybe since the shuttle. If I got that right. But anyways, so I'm going to postpone that till Saturday because of bad weather. But it was originally going to happen right during this show, so that would have been kind of neat. 740-383-9944 is my phone number. We're playing trivia, and we're giving away a $25 Visa gift card. So if you're interested in that, give me a call and answer one of my trivia questions. I'll put you in the drawing. Right now, we just have our regular listener, Bob. He's the only one in the drawing right now. And so, actually, this is our monthly drawing, so there are others. But he's the only one from this week that is put in the drawing. And so you want to get your name in there too, right? Absolutely. A $25 Visa gift card. You can go shopping. What is a panda's favorite food? What is a panda's favorite food? Let's see. You know what? I already read that one. The Detectives of Where are no match for Sherlock Holmes. The Detectives of Where are no match for Sherlock Holmes. Women are not allowed to drive in what country? Believe it or not, women are not allowed to drive in what country? In many countries, it is against the law to do what to money? In many countries, it is against the law to do what to money? In cooking, how many teaspoons equal a tablespoon? In cooking, how many teaspoons equal a tablespoon? And how often is a blue moon? How often is a blue moon? 740-383-9944. Everybody must be outside enjoying the weather. I don't blame you, but if you have a radio with you, or if you're driving around and you can get to a safe place, give me a call. Answer one of these questions at 740-383-9944. Maybe you haven't called before. Hey, it's easy. Just dial that number. We'll get you up on the air, and you can answer one of these questions. Or if you're one of our loyal repeat callers, or if you haven't been loyal, that's okay too. Call back and check in. A U.S. engineering firm turning to offbeat news now, a U.S. engineering firm and a New Zealand software company are testing out a robotic dog's abilities to emulate its biological counterparts with a traditional canine task, herding sheep. Yes, a robot herding sheep. Hi, we're on the air.
Yes, the D day, the D stands for day.
Yes, believe it or not, the D stands for day. So day, believe it or not. How are you today?
All right.
And this is Miss April, right?
Yes.
All right. Well, we will get you signed up for that $20 Visa gift card, and you can go shopping.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I appreciate you listening and giving us a call.
All right.
Bye. 25 Visa gift card. What did I say? 20? No, it's 20. Yeah, tack on $5 more. Yeah, $25 Visa gift card. Right. Okay, this engineering firm. And hey, wait a minute here, because we got another call coming in. Hi, we're on the air.
Hi, Nate.
Hey, Ernie, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Good.
Yeah. I just wanted to mention, you know, I listened to Charlie from day one when he came on the radio in 68. I always got up around 6 to go to work, and Charlie was on my clock radio every morning, so.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yep, he was definitely an icon and one of a kind, wasn't
sure
he?
Sure was, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no replacement.
No, they'll never be. No,
Johnny Carson type of person on TV, you know, there's just no replacement.
Oh, right. He could just hold your attention. I would sit there and listen to the whole show, and then
right here
on WWGH, here in the later years, they would put the shows up on the internet, and I'd just sit there and listen to the whole thing.
Listen to them over again. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, absolutely.
Scotland Yards was no match for Sherlock Holmes.
Right, Scotland Yards. Yep.
So,
that is correct.
That's another good radio show.
Yes. Absolutely.
All right.
All right, Ernie.
Thanks,
well,
mate.
I appreciate the call,
yep.
And I got you signed up.
Talk to you later.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And this whole show today is dedicated in memory of Charlie Evers. And when you call in, you'd like to share a memory of tuning in to Charlie, or if you ever met Charlie or whatever, feel free to share. Charlie was definitely one of a kind. And we would just remember Charlie today, and he was just meeting him in person, just such a nice man, and listening to him on the radio was a real treat for sure. 4:38 is the time. Hey, this story here about this dog, robotics company Roscoe's, you know what? I don't think the Lord wants me to finish this story. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, koala bear likes epileptic leaves.
Yes, right. Yes, he does. How are you today?
Oh, not doing too bad.
Good. Have you been rain-free where you're at?
Yeah. Had a couple days no rain.
Yep, us too. We had to water our hanging baskets a couple times and make sure they got plenty of water. So, all righty. Well, we've got you all signed up for a chance to win this Visa gift card, and I do appreciate you listening and phoning in today.
All righty.
All right, you take care now.
Yeah. All right, you too.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, trivia question time, 740-383-9944. If you know the answer, give me a call to any of the trivia questions, phone in. All right, this robotic dog, company Roscoe's is using Spot. This robotic dog, developed by Massachusetts-based Boston Dynamics to herd sheep on New Zealand farms. Roscoe said its software allows Spot to be controlled remotely as it herds the sheep through sometimes difficult and mountainous terrain. That would be fun to watch that robotic dog just navigate those sheep right where they're supposed to. Pretty cool. A California man is seeking to raise money for an animal shelter by holding a wedding ceremony to marry his cat. Yes, Scott Perry said he adopted his cat Olivia from Los Angeles Best Friends Animal Sanctuary in 2015, and she has since become his constant companion. Perry said the past 2 months of COVID-19 quarantine inspired him to plan a wedding to his pet, complete with a Facebook page and a registry that's actually just a fundraiser for the Best Friends Animal Sanctuary. Perry said the wedding will be live streamed Saturday on his Instagram page, and he is hoping to raise $5,000 for the shelter. Here comes the bride. Guess what? It's his cat. Crews were summoned to a stretch of highway in Tennessee to clean up a delicious mess that spilled from a tractor trailer hauling 40,000 pounds of macaroni and cheese. The Tennessee Department of Transportation confirmed the truck overturned Wednesday morning on Interstate 24 near the Interstate 40 exit in Nashville. The truck was hauling 40,000 pounds of macaroni and cheese. Photos from the scene shown pasta and powdered cheese spilled on the roadway. No injuries were reported. Officials said the cleanup was expected to be completed in the early afternoon. There you go. If you'd like some macaroni and cheese, have at it. It is time for On This Day in History, May 27th. Before we get to that, by the way, I want to tell you, today is National Cellophane Tape Day. National Cellophane Tape Day. It's also National Grape Popsicle Day. Yeah, so have a great popsicle and enjoy. It's also National Senior Health and Fitness Day, May 27th. On this date in 1813, Americans captured Fort George, Canada. 1901, the Edison Storage Battery Company was organized. 1919, a U.S. Navy seaplane completed the first transatlantic flight. 1926, bronze figures of Huck Finn and Tom Sawyer were erected in Missouri. 1931, Picard and Kipfer made the first flight into the stratosphere by balloon. 1933, on this date, Walt Disney's Three Little Pigs was released. 1937, in California, the Golden Gate Bridge was open to pedestrian traffic. The bridge connected San Francisco and Marin County. 1941, U.S. President Franklin Roosevelt proclaimed an unlimited national emergency and rising world tensions. 1969, construction of Walt Disney World began in Florida. And on this date in 1977, George H. Willig was fined for scaling the World Trade Center in New York on May 26. His fines were $1.10. Yes, indeed, for scaling the World Trade Center. Well, I'm so glad you decided to tune in today. It's been a delight and an honor to be with you, and we've got 15 more minutes or so left in the program. I hope you can stick around. We are giving away a $25 Visa gift card to anybody that calls and answers a trivia question at 740-383-9944. This program is dedicated in the memory of Charlie Evers, our great friend who passed away on Sunday night, I do believe, and he was just a great broadcaster, over 50 years in broadcasting, and a legend in broadcasting. When you get a chance, check out my website. That's RadioNate.webs.com. That's RadioNate.webs.com, W-E-B-S. Also, the station website is WWGH1071.com. You can find all kinds of archived shows up there. So check that out. This show, every single show I've done is up there. So just click Show Archives and then Offbeat News and Trivia, and there you go. We'll be back right after these words.
Hey, Scott, I bet you cannot guess what my favorite type of animal is.
Cats?
No, dogs. Now, can you guess what my favorite type of dog is?
Black Lab.
No, Golden Retriever. Was there any doubt?
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
When Mother Nature strikes, who do you turn to? The number one trusted weather team in Marion County, the Marion, Ohio Weather Team. Get the latest conditions and more on our website at weather43302.com.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
All right, thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Tire is located at 108 West Main Street in Waldo. Their hours are Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. They have both new and used tires. They also offer full-service automotive repair. Waldo Tire's telephone number is 740-726-2155. That's 740-726-2155. Facebook, Waldo Tire and Automotive. Thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast right here on WWGH. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, it's me. I'll give my seconds.
Oh, yeah.
There's not many people call in.
Right.
I'm going to ask you a question about Julius Caesar.
Yeah.
Roman Empire.
Roman Empire. Yes, he became the leader of that ancient people. That is correct. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right, buddy. Appreciate you. Thank you. Bye. All right. Give us a call here. $25 Visa gift card is what we're giving away. 740-383-9944 is my phone number. And here's the trivia questions that we're trying to get answered. Why do cats get stuck in trees? Why do cats get stuck in trees? The smallest dog breed, the Chihuahua, comes from what country? The smallest dog breed, the Chihuahua, comes from what country? What is the most common type of wolf? What is the most common type of wolf? The London Eye is a fancy what? The London Eye is a fancy what? In 1781, which U.S. leader defeated the British Army at the Battle of Yorktown in the American Revolutionary War? In 1781, which U.S. leader defeated the British Army at the Battle of Yorktown in the American Revolutionary War? What percentage of an Olympic gold medal is actually gold? What percentage of an Olympic gold medal is actually gold? Hi, we're on the air.
Chihuahua comes from Mexico?
Yes, Chihuahua comes from Mexico. How are you today?
Pretty good. How about you?
Good, good. Let me get your name and I'll put you in the drawing.
Sarah Burgraff.
Sarah Burgraff. All right. Good to hear from you today.
Well, thank you.
All right. Thanks for listening and calling.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All righty. Let's see here. What food do circus performers consider bad luck and never eat before a performance? What food do circus performers consider bad luck and never eat before a performance? Hi, we're on the air.
The cat get stuck up tree because it's too high to jump down from.
Yes, we'll take that. Cats get stuck up trees because it's too high to jump down from. How are you today?
Good.
Good. And is this Miss Allison?
Yeah.
All right. Well, good to hear from you. What have you been up to today? Anything fun?
I was just playing with my brother.
All right. Sounds good. Well, I've got you all signed up for a chance to win, okay?
Okay.
All right. I appreciate you calling me. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Have a good evening.
You too.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. We have 4 minutes left before we do our drawing for this $25 Visa gift card. If that sounds good to you, call and sign up for our drawing for a chance to win. And you just might be our winner, and you can shop all over the place, okay? All right. Let's see here. Do I have any more left to share with you? Oh, what is the only insect on Earth with only one ear? What is the only insect on Earth with only one ear? Women are not allowed to drive in what country? Women are not allowed to drive in what country? In cooking, how many teaspoons equal a tablespoon? In cooking, how many teaspoons equal a tablespoon? And how often is a blue moon? How often is a blue moon? 740-383-9944 if you know the answer to any of those questions. Give me a call, and we'll sign you up for a chance to win this $25 Visa gift card. This entire show, by the way, is in memory of the late Charlie Evers, our dear friend, our wonderful broadcaster here in Marion, and we just remember Charlie. And if you phone in and would like to share a memory of Charlie, or maybe you met him or have a memory of listening to him on the radio, feel free to do that. Right now, I want to tell you that I visited Roseville Prison, Roseville, Ohio, a small little town in southern Ohio. And it's a deserted prison, and it's kind of run down with so many bad guys running around Ohio. Columbus, Ohio State Penitentiary was always on the verge of busting at the seams. In order to alleviate that situation, officials decided to more or less violate criminals to satellite facilities throughout the state. These facilities could serve a second purpose as manufacturing plants using prison labor. Roseville in southeastern Ohio was chosen as the site of one of these satellite prisons. Oddly enough, while the facility was referred to as the Roseville Prison, it actually is in a different county from the town of Roseville. The prison, which also functioned as a brick manufacturer facility, is on the outskirts of Roseville in neighboring Muskingum County. The prison building stands and was still surrounded, topped in two places, by guard posts. The primary surveillance tower is still across the street. Next door to houses, obviously related to the prison, built from the same brick, though renovated and recently occupied by renters. Inside the prison, there are cells on the ground floor of the main building. The doors still close, though the guts were wisely ripped out of, the locks were still in place, although the place is abandoned. The upper floors are big, empty chambers that once contained shops and dormitories, but are now used for nothing but paintball, if the splatters on the walls are any indication. The bricks were made in the high-roofed outbuildings attached to the main structure. The buildings are connected by a multi-gated hallway, which also contains the broken-down prison shower. Though the furnaces have been removed from the work building, the concrete canals that were once used to channel cooling water to the nearby creek are brick red. The exercise yard seems surprisingly narrow and claustrophobic, looked down on by one of the guard towers, but obviously had access to the sunny main field out front. A faded scoreboard even shows where they used to play baseball. The biggest building still contains the leftovers of a haunted house tour conducted some years ago, fittingly enough, since the Roseville prison is supposed to be haunted. Yes, indeed. So it still stands there. And so it was interesting to go there and snap a few pictures. I did not venture inside. I stayed outside. Said no trespassing, so I did not trespass. But I did get some pictures of it, and it is a neat place to go. Roseville Prison. Look it up online. It's worth your while to read about it. All right, 4:56 is the time. We're late doing our drawing. It's time to find out who the winner of this $25 Visa gift card is. We've got lots of names to mix up here because it's our monthly drawing. And our winner for today for this $25 Visa gift card is David Avery. David Avery, congratulations, you're the winner. And by the way, if you do not want to come down here to the station, I will send this to you. Just email me your address to radio8osu@gmail.com, radio8osu@gmail.com, or call me just as soon as the show is over, 740-383-9944. Give me your address and I'll send you the card through the mail, making it easy for you during these times here. We have just enough time for our Ladies' Corner and our recipe. Here's my wife, Amber. We'll see what we've got.
Triple chocolate covered nut clusters. 1 jar salted dry roasted peanuts. 1 jar unsalted dry roasted peanuts. 36-ounce chocolate flavored candy coating chopped. 1 bag semi-sweet chocolate chips. 1 bar sweet baking chocolate chopped. 1 can salted whole cashews, 1 teaspoon vanilla. Spray 3.5 to 4 quart slow cooker with cooking spray. In slow cooker, mix all ingredients except cashews and vanilla. Cover. Cook on low heating setting 2 hours. Line cookie sheets with wax paper. Stir mixture in slow cooker until smooth. Add cashews and vanilla. Stir until cashews are coated. Onto cookie sheets, drop mixture by heaping teaspoons. Let stand until firm. Store lightly covered at room temperature.
Okay, thank you very much. And you can find this recipe on my Facebook page by just searching Radio Nate into Facebook. Search Radio Nate into Facebook. It'll pop up with a picture. And you can download or copy and paste this recipe. And let me know how it is if you do it, okay? If you make it, RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. By the way, this entire program was dedicated in the memory of our friend Charlie Evers. He was quite the broadcaster. I remember the first time tuning in when the station started out at the mall. I was so excited that there was a local station here. I was at another station at the time in Upper Sandusky, and I thought, my goodness, it'd be so fun to be part of that station, but just couldn't at the time. But I tuned in to Charlie, because I think he started maybe once a week on Wednesdays, if I remember right, maybe from 10 to noon, it seems like. And I would tune in for the whole program, and I was just riveted with everything he'd have to say. Every week was something different, and every week was something interesting. And he would do trivia, too, and take answers. And I remember I won some prizes off of Charlie. I won To Die For cupcakes. Remember that when he'd give that away? That was a lot of fun. Well, it is quitting time, so I got to get out of here, vacate the studio. It is time for more programming. And they have a lot of Charlie memories running. And so you'll want to keep it right here to 107.1 FM. Thank you to everybody that called today. I appreciate all of you callers out there. Thank you so much for listening to Offbeat News and Trivia. We'll be back next Wednesday afternoon right here. Have a good one.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP.